It's the Breakfast Bus with Alana and Nico.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
Jimmy Allen, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Congratulations on the album, dude. Mercury Lane, fantastic piece of art.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I am so excited. I am so, like, humbled. I'm so ready for people to kind of get to know a little bit more about me through this record.
We are playing the heck out of your single, Best Shot, but there are some cuts on this album that simply take your breath away, like Warrior. Can you talk a little bit about that song?
So, one of my favorite song, country song ever, is Don't Blink by Kenny Chesney. Mm. And a guy that wrote that is a guy named Casey Beathard. So I got a chance to write with him and Ash Bowers, and I was like, hey, man, I want to write a song about my grandmother, how strong she was, and how strong my mom is. So we kind of dived in and just, I wanted to make something really, really personal about specific memories, you know, because I remember, times when, you know, my mom was struggling for a while, and she always managed to, like, you know, keep food on the table, you know, keep the lights on. And I remember my grandmom, you know, she was a single parent for a while. She had four kids, and she struggled and worked every kind of job you can imagine. But yet, in the midst of all that, they always kept a smile on their face and reminded me to always be kind to everyone and never give up what you're chasing. And to me, that's the mentality of a warrior. So for me, that song is really about, you know, everyone, too, that has a strong woman in their life, whether it's a wife, a daughter, a sister, a teacher. I just wanted to give them their accolades and tell them thank you, and we appreciate, you know, how strong they are.
Jimmy, what is one memory of your grandmother that when you think about her, it just makes you smile real big?
When we went fishing one time, and she had this habit of, because we'd go out there about 4:35 in the morning, so come about 7 o'clock, we're still out there fishing. Sometimes she'd, like, nod off and go to sleep. But she's sitting there in a chair with her line in the water, and she got her pole in the hand. And what she does is she has her finger on the line, so she can always feel if the fish pulls at it. So she was, like, falling asleep. And then, this fish came by and took a big old bite out of that pole, and she, like, yanked it back. Was like, whoa, and, like, fell right back out of the seat. That was awesome.
Jimmy, I want to first and foremost congratulate you on being a handsome dude that is not self-conscious about being a nerd when it comes to Disney and superheroes.
Man, I'm like, you always got to be yourself, man. Live your best life. I'm like, no matter what you do, people are going to like it or don't like it. So I said, love who you are, love yourself. And I love me some Disney World, and I go about 8-9 times a year.
Favorite ride at Disney?
See, I'm a classic Disney fan, so I would say Carousel of Progress.
Ooh, whoa. Look at you,
yeah.
Jimmy Allen.
It's real over here. No games are being played over here.
What about if you could be a superhero? Which superhero would you be?
Between Iron Man and Captain America.
Heck yeah, it would. Heck yeah.
Good choices right there.
This is so fantastic. Album is already out. All Tractors Ain't Green, another single on the record. That is one song that hits you right between the eyes.
You know, when I wrote that song, you know, I wanted to write a song that only I could sing. You know, I wanted something really personal, and I was with Tim Nichols and Brandon Hood. Tim Nichols wrote Live Like You Were Dying for Tim McGraw, and Tim looks at me and says, hey, how you feel about writing a song about being a black guy in country music? I was like, all right, let's do it, because I am a black guy in country music. Why not? You know, because, you know, there's a stereotype on country music that you have to be white and you have to be from Georgia.
Right. That's just what it is. Historically, that's what country looked like.
You know, and the crazy thing is, I was like, man, I grew up in a small town. I grew up fishing, four-wheeling, hunting, all that stuff, too. So for me, it just says, you know, there's different ways. Just because we look different don't mean we don't do the same thing. Like the lyric of the chorus is, you know, all guitars don't sound the same. Can't judge whiskey by the bottle. Might go against the grain of that country boy model. Sometimes what you get ain't always what you see. All fields ain't corn and all tractors ain't green. For me, it was just kind of making a statement. Hey, look, I am who I am. This is me. I'm happy with myself. Hopefully, we can, you know, kind of just change the norm a little bit. You know, kind of when you think country singer, expect anything, expect anyone, you know?
Oh, man. Preach, Jimmy Allen.
Hey, got to take them to church. Now it's time to collect offerings. So you can send your tithes and offerings to 1-800-0.
Jimmy Allen, excited about this new project and can't wait to hear more from you. Continued success. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.